Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Getholeno. India marks 10 years of the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, PMMY, today. Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, the flagship program of the Prime Minister aimed at funding the unfunded micro enterprises and small businesses. By removing the burden of collateral and simplifying access, Mudra laid the foundation for a new era of grassroots entrepreneurship. PMMY ensures collateral-free institutional credit up to 20 lakh rupees provided by member lending institutions, scheduled commercial banks, regional rural banks, non-banking financial companies and microfinance institutions. Over 52 crore loans worth more than 32 lakh crore rupees have been sanctioned under Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana till date. The scheme was launched in 2015 to provide collateral free loans up to 10 lakh rupees to non-corporate, non-farm, small and micro enterprises, aiming to facilitate financial inclusion and empower entrepreneurs. Under the scheme, three categories of loans are being provided. This includes Sishu loans up to 50,000 rupees, Kishore up to 5 lakh rupees, and Tarun up to 10 lakh rupees. Nearly 70% of Mudra loans have been availed by women entrepreneurs, enhancing their financial independence and contributing to gender equality. The scheme has fostered a sense of self-reliance among marginalized groups by enabling them to sustain their livelihoods through entrepreneurship. SC, ST and OBC entrepreneurs have received over 50% of all Mudra loans. The Women and Child Development Ministry will celebrate the 7th edition of Poshan Pakhwada from today as part of the government's ongoing commitment to addressing malnutrition. This year's Poshan Pakhwada will emphasize four key themes. These are a focus on the first 1,000 days of life, popularization of the beneficiary module of Poshan Tracker, management of malnutrition, and a healthy lifestyle to address obesity in children. The government has decided to increase the excise duty on petrol and diesel by 2 rupees per litre. However, oil marketing companies have clarified that there will be no hike in retail prices of 2 petroleum products. Briefing media in New Delhi, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that the hike in excise duty will not be passed on to the consumers.
Let me clarify up front, this will not be passed on to the consumer. International price of petrol came down to around $60 of crude per barrel in the last day or so. But our oil marketing companies, they carry inventories over a 45-day period. So the crude inventory that they're carrying is at $75 on an average per barrel. Then can you legitimately expect prices of petrol and diesel to be moderated by the oil marketing companies? In keeping with the global price, yes, in a deregulated sector, you can expect them to accordingly adjust the market retail price.
According to the notification issued by the Finance Ministry, the raise in excise duty will be effective from today. The minister also said that prices of LPG cylinder has been increased by 50 rupees. Mr. Puri said that the price of LPG for Ujwala beneficiaries will now be 550 rupees and for others it will be 853 rupees from today. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES, will be held from 1st May to 4th May in Mumbai. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said that a very strong creator economy is forming in the country because Digital India has brought digital technologies to every corner of the nation.
आज छोटे से छोटे गांव में भी जो एक एनर्जेटिक यूथ है उनको अपॉर्चुनिटीज मिलती है उस अपॉर्चुनिटी को उस क्रिएटर्स इकोनॉमी को एक बहुत स्ट्रक्चर्ड वे में आगे बढ़ने की अपॉर्चुनिटीज देने के लिए वेव्स वर्ल्ड ऑडियो विजुअल एंड एंटरटेनमेंट समिट मे 1st से मे 4th मुंबई में स्टार्ट हो रहा है दुनिया भर से बहुत सारे इन्वेस्टर्स वो आ रहे हैं जो भारत की क्रिएटिव इकोनॉमी में इन्वेस्ट करना चाहते हैं.
And the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology yesterday launched the Digital Threat Report 2024 for the banking, financial services and insurance sector. Addressing the launch ceremony, Secretary S. Krishnan emphasized the significance of cybersecurity awareness across all sectors of the industry. The Secretary noted that heightened vigilance and caution are essential, particularly in areas involving digital payments and the sharing of personal data. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.